Here's a unique father and son business. David Smith Sr. and David Smith Jr. are both human cannonballs. Smith Sr. is known as Cannonball, his son as The Bullet, and they're pretty busy these days as it's county fair season. But they've taken some time to join me now from Franklin, Tennessee, that's south of Nashville, where they're working at the Williamson County Fair. And right now I'm speaking to David Smith Jr. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Good. Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've had a little rougher week than usual.
What happened?
I hurt my back as I was being blasted out of the cannon last Saturday, which is a cause for a family reunion around here, you know?
Right, because your dad came in to fill in for you, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. Give me a little break and hopefully let my back heal, as we have got very little time between any of our engagements nowadays.
How many engagements do you have?
I don't know, a couple of hundred cannon shots to do between now and November.
Okay, so describe what it's like. What's it like to be in a cannon?
The cannon that I have is about 35 feet long. You know, it shoots us over the top of rides, you know. I mean, my father set a Guinness World Record a couple years ago of 201 feet over the top of two Ferris wheels in one shot.
Well, over Ferris wheels?
Yeah, two of them.
And where do you land?
In netting that we erect, and it's made to catch us, you know.
How did you get into this?
My dad hurt his back about 10 years ago, and there was a message from him. Says, "Son, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. I need you here on Wednesday," which was 2 days away. "You're going to be in the show." So
just describe the whole process of what you do. You climb into the cannon, and then what happens?
You kind of get to take one last look. Then you climb down inside and prepare yourself for a blast that sends you from zero to about 50 miles an hour in one-fifth of a second. You got 4 seconds between when that cannon fires and when you're going to land, and a lot has to happen in that 4 seconds.
So what happens?
You got to recognize the way that you came out of the cannon and correct your flight a little bit and do a somersault before you come crashing into the net. The whole thing's pretty wild and thrilling, especially for the cannonball, I think.
Do you love it?
I do love it.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
And can we talk to your dad?
Oh, yeah. He's right here waiting.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Real good.
You are David Cannonball Smith.
Uh-huh.
How did you become a human cannonball?
I was a school teacher, and I got a chance to go in and catch on the flying trapeze, and about 5 years into that, I built my first cannon.
So you thought, I want to be a human cannonball, no more teaching.
Yeah, I wanted to get back into something where I could maintain myself physically.
But why a cannonball? It's a
unique
choice.
I was a catcher on the flying trapeze. You know what I mean? You hang by my knees and I catch people.
Uh-huh.
And if you caught them by their earlobe and saved the day, he did a good job, the flyer. But if he was 20 feet away and there's no way to catch him at all, he made that mistake, you're a bum. There wasn't any individualism there.
Do you feel like you're flying when you're doing that?
Yeah. Once you're out of the gun, you're just in the air for a while. The imagination works, you know. You're a bird, you know. You kind of just enjoy it.
What does your wife think?
She didn't mind me doing it.
She's not scared?
No. No, she was a cannonball herself for a while.
Oh. Yeah. So it is a family thing.
Uh-huh.
And how many other cannonballs are there?
There's quite a few out there. I don't know all of them. We have one cannon in Australia and one in either France or England. David just got back from Amman not long ago. He got his gun back and everything. I don't know how he did that, but he did it.
You don't want to be mistaken for, you know, the real thing when you're over there, right?
Seemed kind of crazy to me, but that's kids.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
That's David Cannonball Smith, and we spoke earlier with his son, David the Bullet Smith, both human cannonballs from Missouri.